Good morning and welcome to Living Hope's first broadcast ever. We're not sure how long we will be needing to meet this way, but we are committed to following the government announcement and public health instructions. In the meantime, we as staff are going through a huge learning curve, and some of us are more technologically savvy than others, and I'm the first to say that I'm definitely not one of them. We are thrilled, though, to have the ability to share today's message with you, where it can be viewed as well as listened to. Today we have Pastor Frank sharing a message with Bless on Translation. In the following Sundays, we will be looking at doing the translation differently, and we do appreciate your feedback from today. But for today, it will be a phrase-by-phrase translation. I want to open up this time now with a verse from Psalm 46, verse 1, where it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This verse often finds a home in my thoughts when trouble and challenges face me. God is not only a shelter for us during this time, like what's come upon us now, but he is also the provider of strength. This verse continues by stating that he is a very present help. Not just a help or present help, but a very present help, where very means exceedingly, abundantly, and present means ever ready, right here, easily found. His help is abundantly available, easy to find when in need. How wonderful to know that the Lord is truly present with us in all that we face. We do not have to be alone. In fact, we are not alone. I also love how he picked his joy as one of the ways he strengthens us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Our joy is not in the circumstances that we are facing, but rather in the one who oversees our circumstances. We get to delight in God, and part of that is being in community with one another, being church, which does not require a church building. So today, as church, we will be praying together in a moment, and we will be sharing in the teaching time as Pastor Frank and Bless present today's message with us. So let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you that you are our refuge and strength, that you are so readily available and are able to abundantly help us in any situation that we face. May we walk this truth day by day and find rest and peace, knowing who you are, our Heavenly Father, who cares for his children and invites us to cast all our cares upon you. In light of this, Lord, we pray for what is happening in our world today, this pandemic. Jesus, may we who are merely inconvenienced remember those whose lives are at stake. May we who have no risk factors remember those most vulnerable. May we who have the luxury of working from home remember those who must choose between preserving their health or making their rent. May we who have the flexibility to care for our children when their schools close remember those who have no options. May we who have to cancel our trips remember those that have no place to go. May we who are losing our margin money in the upset of the stock market remember those who have no margin at all. And encourage those of us then to be generous. May we who settle in for a quarantine at home remember those who have no home.
Amen.
Please heal the sick, strengthen and preserve the health of medical staff and frontline workers. In Jesus' name, create a cure and vaccine for this virus. Pour out your spirit of peace on the anxious and your calm on those who are worried. During this time when we cannot physically wrap our arms around each other, give us power by your Spirit to find ways to care for each other and those in need around us. Help us to be as generous as you are, Holy Father, to those in need, sharing what we have in the same way you shared your Son with us. Use us and all that we can offer you to be your love and light in this world, sharing the hope of your gospel message in both word and deed, in the powerful and wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Carla. Good morning.
Malagi.
Greetings from me, Pastor Bless, Pastors Pat, Carla, and Derek. It's great to be with you today. Next week may be in a different format. We don't know. Your feedback is appreciated on our Facebook group to let us know how this works for you.
So watu la taputra de pa na le yu church le ya mi pastor friend Derek de pa de Carla mi gi what is not all no kaka de nui ni ta kama sa de to ba le ta o sa kama sa de le ni pre sinya ba ho ne blu ba da ti ta he ku hi pa de pa no u da su no pa kama la kle de le ni pre sinya no ti ba ho ne na u da su ti ta ba pan ki
Jesus rose from the dead, and he lives forever to make intercession for us. Right now, our circumstance, your name is on his lips. The question for us today is this. Father God, what are you doing and allowing in the world today? And how are you calling us to respond? This has not caught you by surprise, and so you have a plan and way for us. So that's the question for us today. God lead us.
No, that's the question for us today. God lead us. No, that's the question for us today. God lead us. No, that's the question for us today. God lead us. No, that's the question for us today. God lead us. No, that's the question for us today. God lead us. No, that's the question for us today. God lead us. No, that's the question for us today. God lead us. No, that's the question for us today. God lead us. No, that's the question for us today. God lead us. No, that's the question for us
It's good to share God's comfort and spirit with you today. But I, and to be honest, all us pastors, really miss seeing you face to face. It's only been 2 weeks, but this time really drives home how much and what a great treasure it is to meet together, to come together, to worship God, to rub shoulders with each other, to share cups of coffee, to smile and laugh together, to sing praises of His name. It really is a centering and life-giving activity, and we miss it terribly.
That
miracle of fellowship is called koinonia. It's when people filled with God's Holy Spirit, His children, are actually together. You can see even the delight that Bless and I have with each other, and then it's been with Carla, Pat, Derek, and I, and we miss that. Without you, this is just an empty building. It's not the church. If you're like me, your inbox and messenger and every other inbox in your media is probably full of comforting thoughts, words, and wisdom from brothers and sisters around the world. And so today, we merely want to echo those and customize them for Living Hope.
Le message me gi le thumu thako pa le phi me gi le ko agathe pa chhu ni pa ma kala ta he gi ba me gi ta chhu pa me gi kha kha awani kya da ye na si ko le poe the pa ma ku wa le le do le
I'm going to begin with greetings. The Apostle Paul, in all his letters, starts out summing up almost what he wants for us in the very beginning of his letters.
He
begins his letter to the Corinthians by saying this. This is the customized Frank International version for you, Living Hope. To the Church of God at Living Hope, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be His holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours.
Siba yuata opole a ole grithu, puabata pasoswi ole, yishu kriabu, do taku adithu akaketo pasoswi, do kiye pua urpula la la koto pakasa yishu kriami, awethi akasado pakasa.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mo tabutapho, do takutapho, lebapa yuwa do kasa yishu kriye, bathurike.
I want to remind you of three precious truths today. First, who we are. Second is who we trust. And third is what we do. So first, this precious truth. We are children of God. He calls us Father, which means we are children.
Who we are
reading from Romans chapter 8, which is the great chapter of Christian comfort, Paul says this. For you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father. For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children.
Now
because we are God's children, that actually means we are family together. We are brothers and sisters to each other. We don't go through this life alone. This handsome young man is my brother. In Hebrews chapter 2, it says this. Jesus and the people he makes holy all belong to the same family. That is why he isn't ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. You are my brothers and sisters. We belong to the Father. He has us safely in his hand and will bring us home. So first is who we are. Second is who we trust. We trust God, the creator of heaven and earth, of all things that exist, the ruler of all times, nations, and people. Nothing escapes his sight.
Do
We trust God as creator. Secondly, we trust our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd. God the Father created the world through the Lord Jesus. And our great shepherd's grip on us is unbreakable. In John chapter 10, he records Jesus saying this. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Not people or pandemics or even our worries and anxieties can take us out of the grip of Jesus, our great shepherd. We trust God as creator, God's son, the great shepherd, and God as our father. A number of years ago, when I went on a sabbatical retreat, my spiritual director gave me these precious verses. It's the first three verses from Isaiah chapter
43.
And what he told me to do is wherever I see the name Jacob or Israel, to insert my own name in a place. So wherever you see Jacob and Israel, I want you to put your names. Yoshu, Ted, Frida, Ka, Pilawah, Zoe, Alvin, Desiree, Kiki, Mutua, Ea. Where you see the name Jacob or Israel, put your name.
No, pele si tiu da so ano yaku no pa Israel la pua mi pele so si le wisha ya so lo lucita so wata la thani no awane mo tiku pano si mi bakara le esela mege tra koishu mege no mutua mege no pala mi telefa no le tiku pano le si dito si basa so ni no ihe gi pasi lo.
Reading from Isaiah.
Baka pasko le wisha ya.
But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says,
Do kekin yi jwa lati lona yakwe, Do mana Israel siti yi.
Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine.
Blita de re agedi yi jipwe kilina lo, Yeko lina le nemi lo, nemi yata lo.
Christina, Brianna, Shay, Corbin, Estella, Jacques, Cheryl, Richard, Anna, Barb, he has called you by name.
Do pa mi wa sa te pa le ba kle ba si yo no le Christina mi ge Corbin mi ge Christina mi ge do pa mi te le ba wi mi fa ri do pa ge le ba no wa ni mi la ka sai wa ko su le tu mi e ko no ka ba te la si no.
When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown.
Do not call a tiny dog, Yako Odona, dog do not call a timu pado, the Luburn Banaba.
When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you.
Do not call to me Udo, me Udo or Banaba, dog me latako, Kiko or Banaba.
For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
Agadi yeda yuwa nagasa Israel la ata so skwi ta kwikina daga yi yehilo ekubutu kusha dosa ba lene pui lo.
Amen?
Amen.
So who we are, who we trust, and finally, what we do.
Aku tak nak ini, bimbi mertale, no, do pale pekedu seni sena, le sale oni bimbi mertale, do alo kita ni, mida, pekemadile, do pekesisa odile, le tak hutak apa kono.
In all circumstances, and particularly this one, we pray.
Do le ta le pele koplo ba no, ta usati ba kai le kasi mungkin ini, mikhale pekedu ba kiba tu pas kono.
Prayer is just a conversation between you and God.
Do bakara ta tu pa le ave mida ta kale pate ta kwa ra sa yuwa khoplo na ra sa yuwa ba so khian no.
Just talk to him.
Ula le sik ba ka to ra ja o. Do ni to mi simi go wa to wa ko sgan la.
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says that the Father knows what we need before we ask him. His eyes are on you, his children. He knows what you need.
Do pa pa le ka sa shi kri pa la le tho da le kase phokhu lo wa le ni no wa si ta te la da sa no ni ta le to khle su khri ba ni no ka sa yuwa si nya si pa la a si o mu ko ni sinya ta le su khri ta no da kho da ni be ta ko khri ta ko ni ki.
So what we do, we pray and we worship.
A kho da no ta le pa ko ma ni di le ta ka khri ba ti ba da ki kar kha ni pa ko bu lo ba no ka sa yuwa.
Because our God is worthy of praise.
Da ba bu lo ba ra ka sa yuwa ni kho pa ka sa yuwa mi pa ra ga le a kro da ta ma la ka po no da ta si lo praise no.
He has created us and redeemed us and overflows with love and affection for us.
Da ba ba to o kho pu le a we mi pa ra ga la ti lo kwa no da yu ki kho ki pu da pu ki pu da ata e ni pu do a lo tlo yu da ata ma gi ti pa ni pu le we pa go ka le so no.
And when we worship, we lift our eyes up from this broken world and our circumstances, and we look to him who is beautiful and perfect and faithful and invincible and who keeps his promises to his children.
Now pele ba bat wara ka sa yuwa se to no ba ra le tu ra pele sa no sa no pa no ne ba o ho ra me kli le ka sa yuwa pa kwa ra su mu ku no le pa ku kle la a ta 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 ri wa se pa o tho ba sa na ke ni pe se nya le ka sa yuwa mi pa ra la le pa pe se nya le ka sa yuwa mi pa ra le a o do a tu a do do mi pa ra la a o do a to ra ta e lo sa ni lo.
Amen.
Amen.
And as we worship and pray, we give our anxieties to God. There's a sense in which when we turn up in worship and prayer, that actually we open our hands and our anxieties go upwards.
No pele pa ba ra se ko to mi ri, no pele pa khe ba tu pa sa to mi ri, pa pa ro ra le o lo pa se pa ke, il ka se ta ko ta go mi ri, ta ko ta khe la ba wa ne, pa pa ra su sa ya o ni lo.
When we talked about this week, both Pastor Derek and Bless and I about anxieties, we all came to the same passage. I believe Derek and Bless shared this with the youth last week, Philippians chapter 4.
Apuki sa kita wa na kwe dir phale ta phu kuna dir pha ba pat te posku ba kara le pat ta ko ta go dir pha mi ta ko ra khe dir pha mi gi do le akla ni so si te se la we he tho ba kara le ba he gi ba da pa sa sa ko ni ni u ra te se le we dir pha ba sa ko de son lo.
Many of you have probably know this already,
but the wa ko wa de ri ka na hu ba we no ka si nya ba sko we lo.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, with prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
Philippians 4:6-7. Rota khiginya u dota sit of trata bio phone bu ba tinya yuwa le sita edor phanit ke do yuwa le ata khuta phola do ne yun ne ke ye tinya do na pota ne ke pe si 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 sa do si su ko mota le yesu kriya pun la.
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I think Bless already read this.
No, ye pawli no, do you are at a khuta phola do ni unique ye bethnya na per tani ke persi sisi sa do ti so ko modale yesu kriya pula.
Amen.
Amen.
So we pray, we worship and give our anxieties to God, and finally we love.
No le dan ya kho ni ni ta khie ba chi ka pha pa ba ra ka sa yuwa ta pa hi ra ta ku ta ko ti pa le ka sa yuwa o no lo lo khie ta ni ni pe e o lo.
Jesus said the greatest commands were to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And those two are intimately linked. As we love God, His commands are that we love out, and He gives us strength to do so. God gave us an example of how to be generous when He gave us His Son. God has called us to creatively and wisely share our love and affection during this time of difficulty.
As
we mentioned, what we do is we pray, we worship, we give our anxieties to Him, and we love. And the history of the Christian Church has been how during times of epidemic, Christians have stepped up with generosity and selflessness because they trust in God to care for them. And so the Church grows enormously. God's love is shown through His people. Bless, do you think anybody noticed that we went and had dinner and then came back and taped this last bit?
Maybe some, yeah.
Is your tummy all full?
It's all full. I was so hungry.
Yeah, okay. As a final note, my friends, by nature I'm given to anxiety. I'm not just a glass half empty person. I'm a glass half empty, water going down. We're all going to die of thirst. But I found that as I put myself in the way of God's words and His Spirit, much of my anxiety disappears. I know that as I watch or read more Bible and less CBC and news, God's peace enters my bones. I know pastors are supposed to say this, but it is true. Reading the scriptures will put peace into you. And may I recommend to you John's Gospel? It's just full of the life and love of Jesus. And the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus clearly talks about putting our worry in His hands and counting on God's provision. Bless and I are now going to end with you saying the Lord's Prayer together. Bless will say it in Korean as I say it in English. And we invite you at home to join. We're going to say the classic version, the Hallowed Be Thy Name.
Let's
pray.
Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace.
Amen. Moyua patwa melanalu, dohid lanale, dahuda porking.